Good evening, and here's the news. The Governor's Office and the American Samoa Telecommunications Authority Board announced that the Board of Directors has selected Mr. Chuck Leota as the new acting CEO of Astica beginning March 24th. The press release said Mr. Leota is a well-known and seasoned telecom executive with experience in network development, capacity building, administration, and business development. Governor Lemano said, Astica is helping to usher American Samoa into a new digital era, and they will serve as a major contributor in standing up the digital e-commerce industry, and it will not be easy. He added, I'm confident that the Astica board members have expressed their due diligence in selecting a candidate for CEO that will be able to keep up with the new challenges. I also challenge Mr. Leota to keep investing in the upskilling and developing of a workforce that will continue to give our people the necessary technical knowledge to maintain our robust systems. Improvements in information technology and telecommunications remain a priority of the administration, and these initiatives will provide innovation while investing in viable emerging technologies and markets. Lemano said, I do not doubt that Mr. Leota is a great fit for the interim position. His institutional knowledge and background make him a sound candidate for the job, and I commend the great work that has brought him to this point of his career. Governor Lemano added, Astica also wishes to acknowledge and thank Ms. Fala Sulevai for years of service and her contributions as Chief Financial Officer, Chief Operating Officer, and CEO. Many important achievements occurred during this period, and we are grateful for her service. Sources tell KHJ News that the board discovered that the current employment contract for Ms. Solivai, which was signed last year and was for 5 years, had the signature of only one member. That was the former Astica board chairman, Iulonglongo Joseph Pereira. This is said to be the basis for the termination of her contract, as the selection of the CEO must have the approval of a majority of the board members. Astica employees were informed at a management meeting yesterday that Mr. Leota is now acting CEO. The Governor's Office today responded to KHJ News questions about the ASG Malanga Tumanua. The delegation includes Governor Lemanu Pletimoa and First Lady Ella, Lieutenant Governor Talawenga Eleasalo Ale and his wife Marianne, and the Directors of Education, Astica, Agriculture, Environmental Protection Agency, Public Works, Procurement, Human Resources, and Department of Commerce. Also with the group is Chief of Staff Tuimavave Tawapa Ilaupola. Each of the departments mentioned, together with the American Samoa Power Authority, Department of Health, and Office of Public Information, will also have appointed staff members traveling with them. There were two charters today and a final one tomorrow morning to Manua. The charters are by DOE, DOH, and the Governor's Office, and each respective department accompanying the Governor will be responsible for the cost of their personnel. According to the Governor's Office, the MV Manotele departed last night with 50 government employees, which included several directors and their staff members. Also on the boat trip are ASG employees based in Manua, who traveled to Tutuila to gather supplies for their own projects and are returning home. It was originally planned to have a cabinet meeting in Manua, however, this has been postponed until further notice. The Governor's Office explained the cancellation was due to a logistics issue, and we hope to get that back on schedule. The idea of holding a cabinet meeting in Manua is to get the directors to assess all the issues that Manua has and that their departments can assist with while seeing the problems in person. Secondly, it's to experience and enjoy Manua. This trip is also to recognize the accomplishments of these directors in Manua. The group will attend the groundbreaking of the Ofu Airport Rehabilitation Project tomorrow and then travel to Tau for a groundbreaking ceremony Saturday for the school consolidation and the school lunch warehouse in Tau. All travellers are to return to Tutuila on Saturday, March 27th. Some departments will continue to carry out their operations on the Manoa Islands and take the opportunity to have the Governor and Lieutenant Governor present to walk through the progress. This assessment of Manua will give the administration good data and metrics to assist in developing future plans for Manua. Tax refund checks for the remainder of those who filed February 1st and many of those who filed on February 2nd should be in mailboxes and the dispersing office tomorrow. Treasury has announced that the fifth batch of refund checks will be released tomorrow. The total value of the batch is $768,477 and breaks down to $495,890 in additional child tax credit refunds and $272,587 in local refund checks. For recipients with post office boxes, check your mailbox tomorrow. All others who file on these given dates can check with the disbursing office. The territory is still in code blue due to the COVID-19 emergency declaration. This requires wearing of face mask and stand 6 feet away from the person in front or back of you when you're in line to wait for your check. If you have problems like expecting a check and don't get one in the mail or at disbursing, go to the tax office. In Samoa, before daylight today, in one of the most traditional villages of Samoa, Lepea, the life of former church minister Opapo Sonai Oeti turned a new leaf. He has been bestowed the paramount title, Famuina. Many parties holding legitimate claims to the title have been at loggerheads over who should be the holder of the title. In the end, it was the Land and Titles Court who approved the bestowal on Opapo. The former Congregational Church of Samoa minister is now a judge of the Land and Titles Court. He left his ministry after he clashed with church elders over an incident involving one of his daughters in a stigmata claim that went as far as the Vatican. And that's the news.